Speaking of transportation, the one of the other things that Doug Ford is quite committed to is two highway projects, which are expected to relieve things for people who live well north of Toronto. But there's a proposition here, and this is something I kind of pitched off the top of my head, not knowing a great deal about it, but just thinking, I wonder if this could work some time ago. What if we could just maximize the 407 rather than building the 413? Peter Miasek is president of Transport Action Ontario and joins us to explain how this might work. It's nice to have you. Good morning, Peter.
Yes, good morning, John. Nice to be here.
Okay, so let it never be forgotten that the 407 was built at tremendous cost and sold at a liquidation price and is now a profitable endeavor for people who live in Spain. How could we possibly maximize the 407 and then not have to spend billions to build something else?
Well, John, this is an idea that was first brought up by the advisory panel that the previous government commissioned back in 2018. They suggested some sort of a truck priority on the 407. The main reason that is justified for the new 413 freeway is not people movement, because it's generally agreed, just like in your previous discussion, that transit moves more people more efficiently. The reason cited by the Ministry of Transportation was that truck movement, you know, we have a lot of trucks on our highways, needed to be prioritized. So the idea was floated by the panel in 2018, and we've since explored it more deeply to give some sort of truck priority on the 407 and avoid all of the negatives that come with a new, very wide, very long expressway running through agricultural and greenbelt lands.
Okay, are you able to offer up some hard figures to make this more meaningful for the people listening right now?
Yes, we did. We issued a paper about a year ago after giving it some thought on what would be involved in giving every trucker during the 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Time frame free access to the 407 at today's rates. A typical truck tolls are about $1 or $1.50 per kilometer, depending if you're a light or heavy truck, and you make an estimate of the number of trucks that we'll see in 2031 times the average trip length. Look at all that cost. It would cost $260 million a year, in our opinion, to subsidize those trucks completely. And if you run a financial analysis on that, what's called net present value, that is substantially cheaper than constructing and maintaining a new 50-kilometer expressway. So again, and that was using very conservative assumptions, John, that the province could not negotiate a better deal. We know that the 407 is hurting for volume right now. We know that they'd like more demand. And just like, for example, on the Union Pearson Express, when prices were cut, demand went up. The same thing would happen on the 407. Many people think the 407 is a wonderful highway, but they don't use it because of the cost.
Okay. And is there any scenario in all of this, Peter, where we just buy the 407 back?
Well, as I understand it, John, we still own it. We gave a 99-year concession to the operators, and we're in about year 25 of that now. So there's about 75 years remaining. So my understanding is because it was revealed in the media last fall that the 407 ETR is subject to financial penalties because they haven't been able to meet their traffic volume. So we think they'd be open for all sorts of negotiation. The primary shareholder of the 407 is actually the Canada Pension Plan. The minorities are in Spain, as you mentioned earlier. So they have indicated that they would love to see, to get more to start to get more volume onto that onto that highway. So we think the time is right for a negotiation between the province and the concessionaires.
Okay, good to have you to talk about this morning. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, John. Bye-bye.
Peter Miasek, president of Transport Action Ontario. And, you know, fascinating to think about trying to just come up with the simple economics of whether or not it's better to build a brand new highway, the 413, which, as a lot of people have pointed out, is going to cut across wetlands. It's going to consume land. A lot of people think it's a sop to developers. And if any way you slice it, it is just more blacktop, more pavement. So why not take an underutilized highway and figure out whether or not our dollars are better invested in buying a little extra time on the existing highway.